You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we are joined by Daniel from Polaroids of Polar Bears. Daniel, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sitting in my car, which is bizarre, but it's okay.
The sound quality is really good.
I mean, in that way, you're kind of like joined with the listeners, who I think many of whom will be sitting in their cars. So that's kind of beautiful. I like that.
Well, everybody sitting in their car on a Monday morning, yay, yay, yes.
So you are coming up to Auckland to play one of two shows. You're only playing two shows this year, is the information I've been told.
Yeah, that's right. We the last time we actually played, which was May last year, then obviously lockdown and all that type of stuff, but it kind of like, I don't know, it just made us all kind of like hovel and to become hermits and that type of thing. So this year we're like, let's just do two shows and that's it. Like,
fair enough.
Our anxious levels were like, yeah, we can handle that, you know?
I think that's extremely understandable. And I think the venue you've chosen, the Wine Cellar, it's going to be intimate. It's going to be pretty chill. Should be very nice.
Awesome. We haven't played the Wine Cellar. We've played Whammy before, but not the Wine Cellar. We just wanted something really sort of small and low key. So came through for us, which was really cool.
Yeah, awesome. So you are playing with Repairs and Coffin Club, which are, so it's going to be like a
Big fans and friends, which is awesome.
Oh, lovely. It's going to be like a full lineup of BFM favorites.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you released an EP earlier this year. Is there any new music on the horizon?
Yeah, there's the unfortunate thing about me is there's always new music on the horizon.
it's a curse, isn't it?
It is. Oh, man. Absolutely. It's definitely, it sounds really wanky when you say it, but it does feel like a curse a little bit. Like, you're just sort of releasing stuff. And, yeah, there's always new music on the lineup. I've got some stuff that's sitting there, but we probably won't do anything with it until next year.
So the EP you released, tell us a little bit about that for people who maybe haven't listened to it before. Where did This Is What I Heard come from?
Where did it come from? Good question. So it definitely came out of lockdown. So Polaroids is a weird sort of mix. Polaroids of Polar Bears is just me. But so all of the stuff that I recorded,
you are the polar bear. Me.
I am the polar bear, which is weird. I sit in my little shed in Fielding and record stuff as a polar bear. It's great. But live, we're six people, so we all kind of get together kind of hash out how we actually are going to play these songs that I've written by myself.
Nice.
So the EP was, again, just kind of an outcome of lockdown, just feeling a bit sort of stuck and just releasing music.
Were you someone over lockdown? Because I think for some people it was a really productive time, and some people it was just really hard to do anything at all. Where did you sort of fall in that spectrum with creative stuff?
I really enjoyed lockdown. Lockdown for me was my comfy space.
Nice.
Not that I kind of put it down to I love people, but to recharge, I need to disappear and be by myself. And lockdown gave me a month of just recharging, which is really, really cool. But creatively, it was great. I got to be creative every day, which was awesome.
Nice.
I released a couple of things over lockdown, not just Polaroids. I do a solo project called SDW. I did that. I'm in a two-piece punk band called Fielding's Best Dancers, and we did something over that period as well.
Extremely strong band name.
I know, Fielding's Best Dancers. And I'm in a kind of a hardcore band, I guess, called Churlington, and we released an EP as well.
Oh, damn, so lots of projects going on.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's that curse. Horrible.
So if people want to come along and see you, you're one of two shows this year. How can they do that? Where do we get the tickets from? What are the details?
Cool. So playing at the Wine Cellar on Friday. That's this Friday. Doors are at 8 o'clock. Now, I think I've actually messed this up. So I went with like $15 on the door and no like pre-sales or anything like that. But you know what? It says 15 bucks, 10 bucks, get in.
If you've got an extra
$5,
if you've got an extra $5, put it into a jar, because the gig that we're playing on Saturday, which is far more important in my eyes, is in Tauranga. and it's a festival called Loserpalooza.
Nice.
And all proceeds from that festival are going to Lifeline, like all proceeds.
Hmm.
So $10 on the door on Friday. If you've got an extra $5, put it in the jar. That'll be there. And that $5 is all going to Lifeline.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for chatting to us today, Daniel. Hey, we'll see you on Friday at the Wine Cellar.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to We Choose to Sink Happily now.
Nice. Weird question. Oh, no, you're
yes.
on.
No, you go.
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, this is the first song that I ever did, and that's why it sounds really shitty. But, hey, thanks for playing it.
We love it. It's a BFM fave.
Cool.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk soon, Daniel. We'll see ya.
Thank you. See you.
A 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.